Brian Murphy tends bar at the Hideaway in Petaluma, a dive bar on Kentucky Street. He works facing pool tables, a jukebox, and many a customer in need of a hangover cure.
If I came in with a horrible hangover, what would you recommend for me?
Glass of water and a shot of Fernet. Fernet's like an herbal liqueur, supposed to be really good for your stomach.
Here we have a shot with us right now. I'm going to take my first sip. It's not sweet.
No. It's an acquired taste.
The Fernet is a bit of a shock, more bitter than I'm used to. But compared to the pain of a hangover, it's nothing. Those, according to Murphy, are like...
the worst flu you ever had, plus a headache. Yeah, they're rough.
There's a lot going on in our body when we're hungover. A hammering headache, a woozy stomach, limp muscles. We don't know exactly what causes all of the symptoms, but science recently did make some progress.
My name's Michael Oshinsky, and I'm the director of preclinical research for the Jefferson Headache Center.
In 2010, Oshinsky took rats that could get headaches. Not all strains of rats do.
And we gave them a small amount of alcohol, equivalent to about 1 to 2 shots of alcohol.
For the first hour or two, the rats were less sensitive to pain. In other words, they were kind of buzzed.
But then 4 to 6 hours later, there was a significant decrease in their threshold.
They started getting headaches. Once the researchers knew this...
we were able to test some of the theories that people had in the past for what induces the headache or the pain portion of an alcohol hangover.
They worked through the breakdown cycle of alcohol, step by step. It wasn't the ethanol itself. It wasn't the acetaldehyde. It was the acetate. Acetate is a molecule that, in the right portions, is crucial for body chemistry. The trouble is, after a night of drinking, there's sort of a logjam in the processing pathway.
There's so much acetate that's produced, you can't use it that fast.
For years, people have placed hangover blame squarely on dehydration and congeners. Now, while dehydration and these impurities probably still play a role in most hangovers, they weren't a factor for Oshinsky's rats. The rats were normally hydrated and were given pure, congener-free alcohol. But the good news about this finding is that acetate headaches are pretty easy to treat.
Analgesics will work and prevent the onset of the headache portion.
We should mention that acetaminophen, Tylenol for example, is forbidden. It's too hard on your liver. But ibuprofen, like Advil, is good.
Now they surely don't work for the cognitive portion.
And that's a shame, because hangovers also mean nausea, memory loss, and difficulty concentrating. And the causes of those effects are still mysteries.
Rats don't vomit, so you can't really quantitatively test nausea.
Humans, unfortunately, can. And to guard against that, the best trick might be to have friends or a friendly bartender looking out for you. Murphy at the Hideaway tries to make sure no one leaves the bar on his watch, regretting it the next day.
Night coach, everybody. Give them water, short drinks, tell them to chill out. It's part of being a bartender. They're there to have a great time, and I'm here to work and make sure they have a good time and don't do anything super stupid and hopefully come back.
For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton, wishing everyone a good, safe, happy evening and a headache-free New Year.